This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is back in the operating room. That's the latest development after Wednesday's massive stroke. In a moment, we'll hear more about the kinds of strokes that Sharon has suffered. We will start in Jerusalem, where NPR's Linda Gradstein is following the latest developments. And Linda, what are you hearing from the hospital?
Well, this morning, Sharon had another CT scan, and that scan showed an increase in pressure in the brain, a slight expansion of the brain lobe, and more bleeding. He was rushed into the operating room. Again, this is the third time since the massive stroke on Wednesday. There were two times he was operated on Wednesday during the night to stop the bleeding, and again this morning. And he is still right now in the operating room more than 2 hours after he went in. Many of the cabinet members and Sharon's advisors have gone to the hospital to be with him. And doctors are saying that the prognosis is not good, that whatever happens, Sharon certainly is not going to come back and be prime minister. Doctors believe that there was irreversible brain damage. I spoke to one surgeon in the hospital who was not involved in Sharon's care, and she said that if it had been anybody else but the prime minister who showed up with the kind of stroke that Sharon came to the hospital with late on Wednesday night, she said in anybody else, they wouldn't have even tried to operate.
Which emphasizes what you said, that he's not expected to return. But this has to be an agonizing moment for Israeli politicians. They're trying to move on, but Sharon's condition is still being intensely monitored by everyone.
I think the whole country, it's an agonizing moment. There's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of tension. You know, people are sort of glued to the to their televisions. And but I think at least among, you know, people on the street, it's sort of gradually it has sunk in. And you hear people, interestingly, talking about Sharon in the past tense. They say things like, well, he was this and he was that, instead of, you know, talking in the present tense. And there's a lot of sadness in terms of the political level. Vice Premier Ehud Olmert assumed Sharon's duties already on Wednesday night when it became clear that this second stroke — Sharon suffered an earlier stroke a few weeks ago — but that this second stroke was far more serious. There was an emergency cabinet meeting yesterday. Olmert today held a round of meetings with some of the people in the government. What's especially kind of difficult about all this is that Sharon had left the Likud party to form a new political party, Kadima, which, according to polls, was way ahead in elections that will be held at the end of March. Those elections will be held in any case now. That's already been decided. But there's no list of Kadima. There's no party platform. So there really is a lot of uncertainty. However, according to Israeli law, Vice Premier Ehud Olmert has been given the powers for 100 days. If there is a decision that Sharon has been incapacitated, or if he dies, then the cabinet will have to choose a new leader.
Well, he not only founded a party, he pursued very, very important and distinctive policies in the Middle East. Can those policies survive without him?
Well, that's really the big question. He did speak to a majority of the Israeli public that considers itself centrist, that was frustrated with the traditional way that both the right-wing Likud and the center-left Labor had worked. Many Israelis said that the center-left Labor was deluding itself if they thought there was really a Palestinian partner to peace and that negotiations won't go anywhere. They say that the Likud is deluding itself if they think that Israel can maintain control over the West Bank and the Palestinians there. And Sharon offered a new way. He pushed through the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza, which was very popular. Although Kadima, we don't know what the platform was. The assumption was that Sharon was going to do another unilateral withdrawal in the West Bank. There is a sense in the Israeli public that they want to disengage from the Palestinians. They want to have as little contact with Palestinians as possible. They don't think there's a Palestinian partner for peace. So the question is, will whoever replaces Sharon, most probably Ehud Olmert, be able to go ahead with this program, which seems to be what the Israeli public wants.
Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
We've been talking to NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem, giving us the latest on the condition of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who was returned to the operating room today. And you can find highlights of Ariel Sharon's life by going to our website, npr.org.